I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Happy Hump Day.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy day. It's going to be beautiful.
You look great
today. Oh, thanks, you too. Thank you so much.
I mean, I know you'd been sick, but you can't tell at all. You look incredible.
Thank you. I feel so much better, Vinny. And as I'm looking at myself in our little Zoom thing here, I'm thinking I am going to cut all my hair off. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I mean,
yeah. I've been thinking
gray
about it.
Why
a lot?
Not just get rid of that stuff to begin with, right?
I cut my bangs, did an awesome job, as I'm sure you've noticed. Cut my bangs the other day. And I was thinking, well, that's all left up. Maybe I'll just go for the whole thing. You know?
Just take some clippers to that thing.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Like, just give myself kind of a rough, like a little rough pixie, you know? Just,
there you go.
That'd be fun. Plus, I mean, I'm not going to see you guys for at least a couple months anyway, right? We're going to be all summer long, at least until September 1st is what we're hearing. So,
yeah, I haven't heard anything since then.
Plenty of time to grow back in. The difference between a bad haircut and a good haircut is 2 weeks. That's what they tell me. So, you know.
I haven't heard anything since that one meeting. And that meeting, it seemed like, may have been entirely dependent on staff questions. Because when no one asked questions, the meeting was over. It was like the weirdest thing.
It was.
There were no questions. And so it was like, hey, thanks for being here. All right. You guys have a good one.
Check you later.
Wow.
Yep. It's a weird world we're living in. I don't even know how many people were on that call, but it was just like, oh, well, that's that.
It was less than 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. Which is so, that never happens. If you work at anywhere, at any corporation on earth, you know that that was the first time it's ever been a 10-minute meeting.
All right.
It's just going to be a quick meeting. And then it was. What? Okay. It's time for Celebrity Trash. It's going to be a nice day.
Super.
I think is what we were getting at there.
Yes.
This part of the show is brought to you by Radio.com. You ever want to catch our entire show's podcasts? If maybe you listen live and you're like, I got to hear that again. We podcast the whole show.
Honey.
Get the app, radio.com. Put us in your pocket, take us with you wherever you go. We were talking, I want to say it was last week, that HBO was saying, look, we're pulling Gone with the Wind down, HBO Max, whatever, wherever they have that, all the new HBO stuff. So Gone with the Wind, they said, look, it has some racial undertones, not even undertones, it's got some racism in it, and we're going to put it back on. We're not going to alter it, but we're going to have some kind of an intro piece that's going to accompany it, giving contextual basis for the whole thing. So there's a woman by the name of Hattie McDaniel, and she was the first Black person to ever win an Oscar, and she won it for playing Mammy in Gone with the Wind. So it looks like...
Mammy, let me ask you real quick, because I've never seen that movie. Is Mammy a slave in the movie?
She is a slave.
Okay.
This is, I mean, it's been so long since I saw that show, but I'm pretty sure it's set in the Civil War. They live on a plantation. The husband goes off to war, and she's there with like her sister Melody or something. I don't know what the whole story is. But yeah, I want to say Mammy's like the housekeeper, like the maid.
Okay.
But I, you know, I don't really, it's been at least 20 years since I actually sat down and watched Gone with the Wind. I mean, I feel like I saw it as a kid. So this woman, Hattie McDaniels, played her, played Mammy, and was the first black person to ever win an Oscar. On Netflix right now, apparently, there's a show called Hollywood. And Queen Latifah plays Hattie on this show. So I have never seen the show Hollywood. And I may look for it now. But
wait, so hold on. So she plays the real life...
The woman, Hattie McDaniel.
In real life. Okay, got it.
Right. So I don't know what the show's about or if it's just stories from Hollywood or whatever it is, but Queen Latifah played Hattie on that, and it's a Netflix show. So does Queen Latifah have an opinion on the recent controversy over the movie, I should say? The answer is yes. She says, "Let Gone with the Wind be gone with the wind." And while Hattie's Oscar triumph was historic and groundbreaking, the experience was not magical for Hattie McDaniel. Latifah says, or Queen, I guess I should call her, they didn't even let her in the theater until right before she got that award. Someone came outside, brought her into the auditorium. She wasn't allowed to sit. And then she had to read a speech that was written for her by a studio. Queen Latifah says, you know, that's not what the hell she wanted to say. Then after that, all she could do was play the same kind of roles. So HBO Max removed Gone with the Wind. They're going to bring it back with an intro that, quote, contextualizes its racially troubling elements. But I thought that was interesting. I didn't know anything about Hattie McDaniel or her struggles as an actress and having been the first black person to ever win an Oscar. And I certainly didn't know that there was a show called Hollywood on Netflix. But now we know. And that's what Queen Latifah has to say about it.
You know, on that point, just real quick, rather than do it as a whole story in my news, did you see the Aunt Jemima story?
No, I didn't.
So I've always used log cabin syrup, but there is an Aunt Jemima syrup that has been around forever, and Quaker Oats, the owner of that brand, has now said, we're going to change the name of the syrup, that it's incredibly racist, based on stereotypes. And I think that I was sort of sitting there as I read the story and thought they must have known as these changes clearly socially were changing right now as we speak. They must have known maybe they got protests, I don't know, but they must have known we're sitting ducks. Like, we've got a brand in our, you know, family of brands,
right,
that is absolutely stereotype based. So I don't know what they'll change it to, but it's Aunt Jemima syrup. And they also say, and I don't know, Uncle Ben's is getting retired as well. And I don't know.
I was going to ask you that. That's the rice brand, Uncle Ben's Converted Rice. I grew up on Uncle Ben's and I had no. And here's the thing. It's like hearing that Band-Aid, the Band-Aid brand that we have all grown up with, it's like hearing that this is the first time they're going to do different skin tones. Like, really? Not
it's a cold
now?
It's a cold splash of water because because I have ignored what that is.
Yes.
The whole time. There's some of that willful ignorance or whatever. I just didn't pay it any attention.
Right.
Is that willful ignorance? Okay.
Well, the way that racism has permeates this country. And so there are things that we accept and don't even question because we're white people and it just doesn't figure into our thinking.
Right.
And that's what's got to change. We need to talk about it and act on it and call it out when we see it. And frankly, Aunt Jemima brand and Uncle Ben's brand, those need to go away. Band-Aid needs to do different skin tones. It's funny because when you shine a light on it, you're like, oh, holy crap. How did I not notice that?
You know.
But of course, you know, it doesn't affect us. So it's got to be, you know, I think it's good that we're all learning these things that we're trying to move forward.
Do better by
Speaking
it, right?
of things that have racist histories, Penny Lane. Penny Lane is in my ears.
Oh, sure, okay. In my, so you're talking about the song. Is that a place or something? I don't
Penny
know.
Penny Lane is an actual road in Liverpool.
Okay.
And maybe, kids, children, there's a song by the Beatles called Penny Lane. And I think it's on Sgt. Pepper's. There we go. Of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go. Stop and say hello. On the corner is a bank of... This is all the crap that's on Penny Lane, apparently. So, right. Now, I'm not saying the Beatles knew that Penny Lane was named after a slave trader named James Penny. But apparently, that might be the case. Now, they're looking into this. So, I mean, the thing is, Liverpool probably makes half its money off the fact that the Beatles are from Liverpool.
Oh, really?
And, right?
How else
would you have ever heard of Liverpool? It's like in Northern England, it's a little fishing port, you know, it's just a little, yeah, like, can you tell me any neighboring towns of Liverpool? It's not a big town, it's just a town.
You know, I'm embarrassingly naive, well, stupid. I haven't been around. I have not traveled. I don't know England, I don't know.
I wouldn't have known if the Beatles weren't from there. I wouldn't have known. I think most people who don't live in England, and even people who live in England, if the Beatles hadn't come from there, they'd be like, hey, yeah, the North. Right? Like little towns, you know, they get put on the map for a reason, right? So Liverpool's on the map because of the Beatles. So my feeling is, like, if I was going to go to Liverpool, I would expect to see some Beatles memorabilia. I would like to walk down Penny Lane. I don't know if there's a strawberry field there. But, you know, if there was,
I thought the
I'd
Strawberry Field was in Central Park.
They have named a field in Central Park.
Oh, so, but that was after the fact. Okay, got it.
Right. Oh, I don't think it was that beforehand. I think
Again,
I don't know. So it turns out that Penny Lane is not just a Beatles song. It's a street in Liverpool that some people believe was named after a slave trader named James Penny.
Okay.
Officials are looking into that. And if it's true, they're like, that should probably be renamed. Which,
okay,
you know, it probably should be. But people will be very disappointed when they go to Liverpool and they can't walk.
Well, look, you just said it. Whether or not the Beatles were trying to sing the praises of a slave trader or just came
it's
up
just
with
a street
song title.
In their town, right.
I mean, maybe it's that. But I'm not against them making positive changes.
Sure.
This is an example of whether it's the Redskins in football or things that just need to get with the times. That's all. And I don't think it has to be such a hostile movement. It just needs to be known that this is hurtful. This is negative. Let's just change it.
Right.
And I don't, you know, so does the Penny Lane song go away? I don't think so.
No, I think sound Penny, like they're, right. They're not celebrating slavery.
They don't reference James Penny, do they?
No, they don't. And also, there's actually dispute as to whether or not it's named after this guy. They're
right.
Saying Liverpool's International Slavery Museum, they have one of those there, says there's no conclusive proof that the street was named after James Penny, but they're looking into it. And they're saying the mayor says if it was named after Penny, it could very well be renamed. It's not going to... I still own that record. So right. I'm sure it won't be the last time I ever hear the song. I was actually, as soon as I started reading I was like, oh no, did they know? But no, they didn't know. It's just a street in their town. Black Sabbath.
I love Black Sabbath.
They are selling a Black Lives Matter t-shirt to benefit Black Lives Matter, which is an organization that wants money, that needs
money.
Black Sabbath has officially put up a t-shirt for sale. It's $25. 100% of the proceeds are going to Black Lives Matter. Plain black tee with a purple logo, which I guess, like, I always think of the Black Sabbath logo as being those old English letters, you know, that kind of crazy lettering. But I guess they have several versions of the logo, and there's a purple logo, and they've transformed that. It looks very much like just the words Black Lives Matter in purple. With no particular font.
Yeah, I can see the logo that I recognize in my head, but I don't know how I would describe it. Certainly not old English lettering, but I don't know how I would describe the lettering. I remember it being purple, though.
Okay. Well, then yeah. There you go. This is if you look on their Instagram page, Black Sabbath's, the first picture, at least this morning, the first picture was of this thing. Let me see.
That's the Black Lives Matter one.
Yeah. Yes, I've seen that one. I just haven't seen the Black Sabbath logo in that. It just looks like a regular sort of font. Anyway, 100%
I'm surprised
proceeds.
They're doing that, but that's great. I they're not even a band anymore. They've finished touring, and I guess they just have enough continued fan traffic
that
it's worth it.
Well, they have enough traffic that they do sell plenty of other stuff in their little shop. So this is just their way of taking their logo, which has the word black in it, and they're transforming it. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Okay. I recognize that. I always think of that. You know what? I feel like I want to. Well, whatever. I'll send you the picture of the thing that I picture when I picture their logo. Anyway, plain black tees, the band's purple logo transformed to read Black Lives Matter. It's a pre-order. They're going to be ready to go by mid-July, they're saying. So not in time for Father's Day if your dad loves Sabbath. But Black Lives Matter t-shirts are available, $25. And it's if you go to their Instagram page, you can get to that.
Cool.
And I'll leave you with this.
Don't leave me. Please don't leave me.
I'm leaving you. Akon is building a city in Senegal named after himself. He's Senegalese. Senegalese American. And he has secured a $6 billion contract to break ground on Akon City, a, quote, futuristic cryptocurrency-themed city that will be home to residents, malls, hotels, even a solar power plant. He's had these plans in the works for some time. Back in January, he said he'd finalized agreements with the government there to go ahead with the city's construction, which he's been developing since 2018. It's going to have everything you need: schools, police station, malls, the power plant, plenty of homes. $6 billion, and he's going to build this. He is spearheading the movement for the city to become the second LEED-certified city in Africa, meaning that it will meet high standards for energy efficiency and environmentalism.
Good for him. I hope he's not using his own cash for this, but whatever.
Well, I don't think he's got $6 billion, but he's got it set up for that.
Well, any percentage of his money that ends up gone when this thing doesn't work out will really be a problem.
Hope it works out. It sounds like it's, you know... Oh, is this the city? Is that the concept? Wow.
Yeah, looks pretty advanced.
It's I don't even know how to describe that. It looks like a bunch of amorphous blobs sticking up, reaching for the sky. It's very strange. But look, Akon City, that's what it's called. Look at that. It looks like a weird organic building.
The point I was trying to make is he wouldn't be the first guy that lost his fortune in an effort to make more money. I hate to see him, you know.
Well, if he's from there and he wants to give back and he sees this as being kind of a progressive place, I can see why he'd want to do that.
All right.
I don't know what Senegal's like really at all. I couldn't name a city there. And I, you know, talk about being ignorant to what's happening in other countries. I couldn't tell you anything about that place. When I hear Africa, I think safari. I really do. But obviously, that's not the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're saying... It'll be wrapped up, phase one, done by the end of 2023, and the plans to have it run exclusively on the A-Coin cryptocurrency by 2029. A-Con's got A-Coin.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's interesting. I'll keep an eye on it. All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news? Mm-hmm. The guy's got his own city.
Top things for you to do with your family this summer while still somehow staying socially distanced, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.